Hello and good morning. It is 10 past 9 in the AM and it's a Tuesday, and every Tuesday is wonderful. And why is that, Ben?
Because we talk with Scorpio Burks.
Yes, we do.
The weather has my cheeks very rosy, but I'm blushing anyway because Rosie's in the studio.
Murdana.
Good morning.
Hello.
What have you brought in for us today?
Okay, I hope this is as exciting as I've hyped it up to be.
I'm excited.
Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh!
It's 25 this year.
Wow! Goodness me. Yeah. What a classic.
So, I don't know if you've read it.
I haven't read it.
I only saw the film like just this month.
I haven't even seen the film. Okay. How shocking of me. I have obviously heard about it and know about it, but no, I have not read it actually.
25 years. Wow.
Isn't that amazing. Kind of a bit crazy?
Yeah. That is. Yeah, I didn't know it was that old, frankly.
Well,
but here we are.
Congratulations for avoiding the book and the film.
I know, it's honestly a miracle of me that it's shocking that I've made it this far in my life, but oh well.
Well, I'm here to tell you why you need to get on board.
All right. Yes. Okay. All right.
But
yes. Under shape.
As you said, she's kind of entered the public consciousness anyway.
Yes.
So we all know a little bit about Bridget, but her diary is kind of an enduring portrait of women in the 90s, their struggles, and a really important voice even still today. So she's become a bit of an icon, actually. Mm-hmm. And this decade-defining portrait has this boozy, chain-smoking, swearing, thigh-measuring 30-something singleton at the helm and driving it all really badly. And her diary is this catalogue of female woes, severe bouts of verbal diarrhea and page after page of failing resolutions. And Bridget's year starts, like many of ours, with really clear goals. She wants to lose a bit of weight, she wants to quit smoking, she wants to drink fewer Chardonnays, avoid the wrong sort of men, and master her inner poise. Oh, and quit swearing. And thankfully for us, she fails miserably.
Wouldn't be a very interesting book of just two pages long, and then I did all of that.
Yeah.
wouldn't be as entertaining.
31st of December.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we kind of accompany her on this failed campaign, and hilarity ensues with all these mishaps and misfortune that sort of follows Bridget around. So she starts out as this singleton, but really the book is about two men that she has a romance with. She becomes entangled, embroiled with two rival lovers. And one is her boss, so Daniel Cleaver, who's a fairly problematic character. He is thoroughly disreputable. He's a rogue womanizer, but irresistible. And then you have Mark Darcy, who is this lawyer. He's steady. His sideburns are maybe slightly too large, but he's kind of the perfect marriage material, and her mother keeps on pointing her in that direction. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like chick lit overboard, which it is, but also Bridget packs a punch.
Yeah.
And very much like the novel that inspired it, which you may have guessed by the Darcy reference, was Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen.
Yes.
And like Austen, Fielding is like, she is just this amazing observer with this acerbic wit, and like really shares an all too astute commentary of her time on the experience and the position of women, and offers us a heroine that really stands the test of time. Thankfully, the world has changed a bit since Bridget came to be, but she still speaks to us now about societal pressures, about bad body image, about adulting very poorly and trying to maneuver an imperfect self through a rather complicated world. It's a kind of non-coming of age book.
I like that phrasing. It's like she's come of age and then realized that it's still quite hard.
When does one actually become an adult?
I always thought it was around like 21, 22, because when you're 14 you see 21, 22 year olds and you're like, they know what's going on. And then I I hit 21, I was like, no.
And then you speak to your parents and they still
and I'm
don't
like,
know.
And I'm like, damn it, Dad, you're 55 and you still don't know what's going on.
Adults
like, come
are just
on.
Kids with money. Adults are just kids with money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out Mr. Kennedy one time.
Just in permanent crisis.
Truly, yes. Truly, perpetual.
So yeah, she's still an important voice and it's a very self-aware and it's a classic comic novel. With the most amazing language, full of one-liners. It's so quotable. And, you know, it's an international bestseller for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those trying to avoid it, you know, are actually missing out because Bridget's inner voice will stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
And these, the humour that she offers and the nuggets of wisdom that she will kind of imbue into your life just when you need it. She's kind of a good friend. And I do feel like she speaks to modern readers just as hilariously and enthusiastically as she did 25 years ago.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's a firm favourite of mine.
Very cool. Would you say, because I feel like sometimes people's maybe reasoning behind not reading it is the movie especially is very much like thought of as like a chick flick, you know? It's like for 18-year-old girls to watch with their friends kind of thing.
Understood,
and so the book kind of gets a similar connotation.
Yeah.
Do you think it is like that or do you think it speaks to a wider audience than just kind of a chick flick audience?
Yeah, I think the chick flick and the chick lit are kind of really problematic labels for this book.
Mm-hmm.
But it is true chick lit. It's kind of the mama of chick lit.
Yeah.
But I'd say if there was something about the film that put you off, I would say that Bridget's voice is an important voice that you need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about an experience of a woman at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has stood the test of time because it's like a little snapshot of history.
Yeah.
And I feel like although there are things that have changed for us, hopefully, with a body positivity movement and especially post Me Too.
Yeah.
Bridget still speaks to that little bit of us that does feel societal pressure, does perhaps make mistakes, but she bounces back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel like her endurance is a thing that we should admire. And we can learn a lot from Bridget.
Most definitely. And I would say that it feels like, on a whole, women feel far more likely to like watch a movie or read a book with a male protagonist because that's what the majority of them are. Or else men seem to have this weird idea that watching a movie or reading a book with a female protagonist is like, well, that's for girls. Why would I read that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, because that's probably, you know, like still really good stuff in there.
Mm.
You know, they just seem to have a weird attitude about it sometimes.
Isn't it cool how after a quarter of a century, it still stands the test of time?
Yeah.
And who would have thought Bridget Jones would?
I know.
Because it does feel cheap. And I think particularly with the film franchise as well, which I do really like, but I think has probably put people off the book. But if you read it and you don't laugh out loud or you don't learn something about yourself, I'd be amazed.
Yeah Very cool.
However you identify.
My final question, why should I be reading the classics and the modern classics? That's my, like, it's an overarching theme, but yeah. Because like, there are so many books like this that I think are propping up and I almost feel guilty that I haven't read it.
Don't feel guilty. And I think everyone has that guilt because your book list will just be forever too long.
Yeah, classics guilt.
I'd say just read what you want to read and don't feel any guilt attached to that. But classics do, they stand the test of time because they've got something to say.
Yeah.
That's still relevant today.
If a book's still remembered after 25 years, it's probably because there's something pretty good in there.
Yeah,
you know?
And like this pays testimony to that as well. The fact that it is such a parallel to Pride and Prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
Pride and Prejudice, we live in a very different world to that. But actually,
people still read it.
We still read it because actually we haven't changed very much.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
We're still as silly and lovesick and, you know.
Still those classic human conundrums.
Yes, the human condition.
Definitely. Well, is there anything happening at Scorpio coming up that we should know about? Oh, is there?
Is there. So, deep breath, it's the school holidays.
Right.
So, we are running a reading challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's for littlies to write about a book that they've loved. You can pick up a form in store, or you can download it from our website, drop
Wonderful.
Those in for goodie bags and for a chance to win a host of great prizes.
Mm-hmm.
It's also Kids Fest as well.
Yes.
So, I think we've got two story times today, but we still have our Young Writers Workshop for 13 to 17 year olds. That's coming up on the 20th and the 21st.
Cool.
Of course, RSVP is normal.
Yep. Wonderful. Well, lots of amazing stuff.
Of course, you can win a Scorpio Books voucher.
You sure can.
And what should they text
in? What should they text us
in,
then?
I see. I was going to ask for more chick flicks so I can, you know, acclimatise myself with the genre, but that feels toxic compared to what we talked about, so...
Well, come on. What should we do, Ben?
What two-week event is going on right now? And that's why there's Kids Fest going on and why there's all these other things.
Okay, cool. And what is it? Well, you can't tell me now.
No, I can't, but you can work it out.
Oh, well, I think I know what it is. Very cool. Well, thank you guys very much. And thank you very much for coming in, Rosie.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.